Up next, we'll move along to USC coach Clay Helton. We have dialed out. Do we have coach online?
Yes, sir.
Okay, very good. Coach, thanks for joining us. We'll go ahead and take questions.
To ask a question, press star followed by the number one. Your first question is from RJ Abatia, 247 Sports.
Hey, Coach. I was just curious, which position group's health are you the most concerned about heading into Friday?
I think right now, just overall, probably our offensive skill positions. Just looking at the bumps and bruises we've had over 12 games. Nothing that I think will leave anybody out of the game. But anytime that you're going into the 13th week of the season, there's some things that are on a thin string. But I think our offensive skill with our wideouts and tight ends.
Perfect. Thanks.
Your next question is from Kate Harrison, Pac-12 Networks.
Hey, Coach. Of course, big headlines in L.A. Are you going to championship game? And then Chip Kelly at UCLA. So just quickly want to get your reaction to the new coach in town.
Welcome, Coach Kelly. I think it's great for college football that Coach Kelly's back in the college game, and I think it's great for our conference. You know, one of the things, having been here at USC over the last 8 years, that I've been blown away about is the talent that is at our schools, and I think in the coaching ranks, I think it's made for an ultra competitive league, and I think it brings a great amount of respect to our league. So, to get somebody like Coach Kelly that's had that much success and is a great person back in the Pac-12, I think is a good thing.
And last, Coach, there's so much talk about not having a bye all season, but now it kind of worked out before the championship game. So what was the biggest impact or the greatest effect having this week off had?
I think just to get through some bumps and bruises, anytime that you go 12 straight weeks, you're going to have injuries as well as some tired people. And I appreciate our team and our kids for really going through the grind, going through that challenge and coming out on the other end, always looking at it as a positive that, hey, if we did our job and got to the Pac-12 championship game, that would be our bye. And it was nice to get the kids back after Thanksgiving break yesterday, have a good practice, and looking forward to continuing that preparation through the week.
Thank you, Coach.
Mm-hmm.
Your next question is from Kyle Kinsing, Athlon Sports.
Coach, I know over the course of the season you referred to Ochenna as the MVP of the defense. And what was he able to do you feel like, to kind of take his game to the next level this season?
Well, what blows me away is he's only played the position for 2 years. I mean, if you remember him coming out of high school, he was a stack linebacker at 205 pounds. And, through strength and conditioning and basically being a master of his craft, he's really worked this last 2 years at the outside linebacker position as the Sam and then as the defensive end position in our nickel package coming off the edge. And I think the biggest thing that he's really progressed in is his pass rush skills. He's done an unbelievable job of creating havoc in the backfield in passing situations. I think he's a nightmare for offensive tackles with his speed and explosion off the edge. And then he just has a knack of being able to diagnose when he's able to get to the quarterback and when he's not able to. And you've seen how many batted balls he's had this season. He realizes when it's quick game, when the offensive line short sets, or when it's drop back pass, when they set deep, and he's able to read that and either get to the quarterback or create a non-throwing lane by getting his hands up.
And as far as evaluating your team from when you saw Stanford in early September, where do you feel like your club's made the most strides through these last 2.5-3 months?
Probably the most in the offensive skill. I see our young wideouts really performing over the second half of the season. I think of the development of a Tyler Vaughns, the development of a Michael Pittman on the outside. To get Daniel Amortabebe back, that can complement Tyler Petit. To get Stephen Mitchell back healthy and really performing. The most growth that we've had is in the offensive skill at the outside receiver position.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Your next question is from Jeff Verrato, Bay Area News Group.
Good morning, Coach. A couple things. One is you guys were awfully good offensively against them back in September. What are you seeing from their defense lately, and what are your impressions of Harrison Phillips in particular? And then secondly, how are they different offensively with KJ Costello at quarterback?
Yeah, you're talking about a very hot football team right now, one that's won eight out of the last nine games, and a lot of it can be attributed to, one, how the defense is playing. I've always thought that a David Shaw team is extremely strong down the middle of the defense. It starts with Phillips at the nose, and then you go Okereke at the inside linebacker and Reed at the safety, and you go right down the middle of that defense, and they have always been strong down the middle in my 8 years here, and they've done it again here this year. And they're playing exceptional defense, and it's led them to a championship game. Offensively, as you looked earlier in the year, kind of everything ran through Bryce Love and a talented offensive line. And, here lately, KJ has really done a really nice job of stepping in, making the most of his opportunity, and really protecting the football while hitting explosive plays down the field. I mean, we've watched KJ grow up. He's a Southern California kid, extremely arm talented kid that'll pull the trigger, will anticipate and get rid of the ball. And you saw it exactly, I think, the MO of what David would love to have, a fabulous run game with a quarterback that hits his shots down the field and connected for four touchdowns last week against Notre Dame. So anytime that you have that running game and you're able to have a play action game off of it with quarterbacks and big receiving targets making their plays, man, that's a hard offense to stop.
And with Phillips, what makes him so disruptive? He's got, I think, more tackles for loss than anybody in his position in the country, I read. What do you like about him?
In their odd front scheme, he's matched up the majority of time on centers, and you're talking about a physically mature person that's incredibly strong and quick twitch, and he plays in people's backfields. He's a very football savvy kid. You can tell he's got great football instincts. We played against him and watching him through the season on tape. He diagnoses plays extremely quickly. He is a handful, and I think part of it is because of the reps that he's had, the physical strength that he plays with at the position, and then the one-on-one matchups against the center, he wins. So it's going to be a challenge for Nico Fala, who's our experienced center, who's played a lot of ball. It was a great matchup the first time around. It'll be a great matchup this time.
Thank you, Coach.
Yes.
Your next question is from Tom Fitzgerald, San Francisco Chronicle.
Hi, Coach. I was wondering how much of an advantage is it for you to have this bye? Coach Shaw was saying that you certainly deserved it after 12 games in a row, but I was wondering what kind of an advantage you think it is. And also, how much of an advantage is it that this game is located just 17 miles from the Stanford campus?
Yeah, one, we feel fortunate to be in the game, and you're always going to have different situations. We've been in this game where we had 5 days to prepare, and we're fortunate this time around that we had an extra week. You would have loved to have known your opponent, but we were basically game planning two opponents last week, not knowing how the Washington State game would end. From probably the biggest factor for us is we were a tired and beat up football team that needed a week to regroup and get healthy. And after yesterday's practice, that happened for us. And we're not all the way there yet, but we're in a lot better position than we were a week ago. So it was a much needed much needed time for us as a football team. Thank goodness we got it, and thank goodness we're in the game. It's given us the opportunity to hopefully do something special.
And what about the location of the game? Is it an advantage for Stanford at all?
I think our fans travel really well. They always have, and I know we'll have a bunch there. We're just an hour flight up there. They're 17 miles. I don't think it's a huge factor in the game. It is a neutral site, and it's not on their campus. It's a short flight for us and a short drive for them. So two good teams coming together to play ball. I don't see a huge advantage to it.
Very good. Thank you.
Thank you.
All right, we've got time for one more question.
Your next question is from Kyle Bonagura, ESPN.com.
Hey, Clay, do you expect to field inquiries about T. Martin as a potential head coach? And if so, what would you tell them about him?
T?
Yes.
I would say that T is going to be an exceptional head coach. It's one of the reasons that he's stayed here this period of time to groom himself for that opportunity. It's an opportunity that I think he deserves. It's an opportunity that I think he's ready for when the time comes. I've always been thankful for each and every day I've had T. Martin here. I knew the time at some point in time will end, but he is, like I've said before, he's the most complete coach that I've ever been around, and I know that his day is coming to lead a program, and whoever decides to make him their head coach is going to get a very valuable commodity and somebody that's going to do a terrific job for their program.
Great. Thank you.
Thank you.